Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
The Ashes is underway. Brisbane is the venue for the first test. The Gabba, of course. It's a full house there. And it's been a fascinating night. Let's catch up with our cricket correspondent, Jamie Bowman. Morning, Jamie.
Morning. How are you doing?
Have you had the whole night on the sofa? Did you get up early, or have you planned it out?
It's I create what can only be described as a kind of den in the front room. You know, with a blanket, a duvet, various biscuits. And basically, I camp. I don't see my wife for about 2 months, basically, and camp out in the front room. So, yeah, something like that, yeah.
I love it. A man den. We should all have one of those. Sorry, I've gone missing for 2 months. The cricket is on. I don't know how you get away with that one, Jamie.
Well, unfortunately, I've got to have to take the kids to school in about 20 minutes. So the dream is over. But, it's been a good night.
Right, go on. Give us the story of the last 7 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean... I think England, I mean, obviously this is an ongoing thing. You know, we've still got about, 10 overs, was it? We're up to about 10 overs left. But England could be pretty happy with how things have gone. I mean, its current score is 182-4. And, they lost Alistair Cook very early on for just two runs. And I think, you know, that... A collective sigh must have gone round the various people who were watching, who'd stayed up to watch it. But since then, the recovery's been really good, and what's been great is that it's been proper old school Test cricket. They've just knuckled down. It's not been particularly exciting in terms of run scoring or fours or sixes. I mean, to the younger generation brought up on T20, it's probably as boring as watching paint dry. But for people who really appreciate their cricket, I think it's been a fantastic effort and it's been gripping stuff.
Special mention for James Vince, who got to 83, so nearly a maiden Test century. Very impressive, particularly after Cook had fallen.
Yeah. I mean, Vince was a real sort of left field pick in a way. You know, he's had a few goes at Test cricket, and he's not really done it yet. I don't think he'd even scored a 50. But you can't go away from the fact that he's a fantastic batsman to watch. He's a beautiful batsman to watch. Incredibly graceful. You know, really, really pleasing on the eye. And there was a thought that maybe in Australia, where the ball doesn't move around quite as much as it does in England, he'd actually do better. And I think that's why the selectors have gone with him. And on evidence, it seems to have really worked. He looked fantastic. He really knuckled down. And he still played some fantastic shots. I mean, his cover drive is one of the best in the business. And it's got many people sort of recalling Michael Vaughan from when he was so successful in Australia. And yeah, it was a delight to watch. With Vince, you always get a butt, and he did get a bit jumpy and a bit nervous, and perhaps as he was approaching that century, and maybe that accounts for how he got out. But no, I mean, he's done really, really well.
Although he was got out by a moment of brilliance, wasn't he? When you watch the highlights a little bit later on today, when you catch up with this, if you see the throw that Lyon makes to dismiss him, it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's a good bit of fielding. Lyon's had a good day, actually. I mean, he's come into this test, you know, being pretty mouthy about Australia's prospects, which is unusual for you know, most people think of him as a bit of a quiet guy, but he's been very aggressive and he's backed it up today. I mean, even though he's not got any wickets, he's bowled beautifully, and obviously that bit of fielding was great. But England have played him well, and but I mean, it's encouraging that it's been spinning so much on the first day. I think Moeen Ali is batting now. He could well have something, you know, to say with the ball as well, because it looks like it's turning this wicket, and and spin could play a big part.
Is it getting a little bit faster, the pitch, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. That was a bit of a shock. I mean, early on, you could see the Aussie bowlers were sort of staring at it, going, "What have we got here?" It seemed to take a few people by surprise, and it was a bit slow. There was a bit of rain early on, so maybe that accounted for it. But yeah, it definitely seems to be coming onto the bat a bit quicker now, which isn't such a bad thing as well, because I mean, England seems to be. At the moment, Ali's coming and he played a few shots, and that seems to have encouraged Milan as well. And they're both they're both willing to sort of drive the fast bowlers, and that's bringing a few runs, and so it's looking good.
I have to say, they've quickly made 30 runs between them, haven't they?
I've got one eye on it, and it. They've really got going, and it's turning into a really good day. This actually.
What about the captain, Joe Root? Perhaps there's a lot of expectation on him, on his shoulders, on his runs as well, but it didn't quite work out for him.
Yeah, it wasn't a great shot actually. I mean, he just. If you look at, I mean, it never looks great when you slow these things down and you look at how someone ended up. But if you look at how he ended up after the LBW peel, it was very ugly. It was all over the place, unbalanced. He got his foot far too far across. And obviously, when you miss the ball and when you're playing across the line, you're always going to be in trouble. Pretty ropey decision actually not to get it out. I think everyone apart from Jeff Boycott on the commentary thought that was stone dead. Mm. But it wasn't a great shot, but you know, it happens. What is encouraging is that our two best batsmen, Root and Cook, have not scored heavily, but we've done okay, and that's really encouraging, because I think, you know, we've got a side here that isn't particularly experienced. People making their debuts, people making their Ashes debuts. And it's the two experienced guys who've not scored runs, but that's been okay because they've been backed up by those debutants. So, you know, it's really encouraging.
It's a good day, isn't it? 190 for four. It looks pretty. I tell you, you'd love to be there, wouldn't you? Maybe on the pool deck. Just splashing around on the pool deck on the side. That would be heaven, wouldn't it, Jamie?
I wouldn't wish TV viewers that, I have to say. They wouldn't want to see that, especially after I've gone through the packet of Hobnobs I ate this morning. You know, I mean, you're right. I've actually got a bit of a landmark birthday during the Adelaide test, and I was hoping someone might, perhaps Radio City could, you know, send me out there all expenses, but it hasn't been forthcoming yet. But,
don't worry,
we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what happens on my birthday.
I'll get the first class ticket ready, Jamie. Thank you very much indeed. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be a regular thing. I think so.
Looking forward to talking to
your listeners every day during the Ashes.
From the Man Cave. Thank you very much, Jamie Bowen there.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.